God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God.
Oh, one more time. Sing it again. Sing it again.
And praise and give him honor and give him glory. Oh, praise you, Father. We're worthy, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reigning, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's a shout in the camp tonight. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive tonight. What will we have to praise for if our God doesn't reign? But he sits on the throne in my place for me. Our God reigns. I've got something to be happy about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just worship him. Just thank him. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name.
Praise God.
Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't worry about worshiping too much. You ain't got to worry about that. That's why we came to this place, was to worship and praise him. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the Spirit of God. Let him use you. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My, we could just pack up and go home, couldn't we? It was good to be in the house of the Lord. Where the Holy Ghost is, that's where I want to be.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise his glorious name. That was wonderful.
Praise.
You ain't going to find that in the world no more, will you? Oh, they got better singers. They got better music. But worship.
Yeah.
People that love God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, could you imagine what Jesus feels like when he hears that?
Yes, Lord.
He hears that. You from your heart saying, Lord, you reign.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sorry, church. I got to preach. He reigns.
Yes.
Giving the devil too much credit. Devil don't reign. Sickness don't reign. Sadness don't reign. Captivity don't reign. Freedom reigns. Lord God reigns. Death, hell, and the grave have been destroyed. What are we afraid about?
That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's open up our Bibles. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody came to hear from God tonight. I tell you what. I hope that was everyone. It sure feels like it right now. That's for sure. Just talk real quick here about those things that were brought forth. That's exactly right. Brother Ernie just told me here recently. I got the email yesterday that he had heard about this brother, and we want to keep them in prayer. Remember, that's a very hard time for them, but I believe God will make a way out.
Sure.
My student Mickey, he came to me today, and how we even got on this, he was telling me, you know, talking about some that he'd been walking around and he keeps seeing an outline of the cross with Christ on there. Everywhere he goes, he keeps seeing it, keeps seeing it. He said, what do you think that means? I think you need to accept Calvary before it's too late. I think the Lord's letting you know Calvary's still there, but it might not be there much longer.
That's right.
And he said, well, if I get saved, am I going to be able to join the military still and all this? I said, who cares? If you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. Who cares about the military?
Right.
Who cares about all these things? Look, quit crossing bridges before you get there. I didn't worry about telling him what not to do. I told him what to do. You need to repent and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let him tell you what to do about all that.
Amen.
Right. That is right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So keep him in prayer, because he even said, I read the letter. He was going to give, and I'm praying that he did. Because I even said the same about his job. He's like, well, I got to work and things. I said, that's fine. But faith says, I'm going to go to church. You might not be able to do that, but I'll tell you as a witness of my life. Look, there was a time I could have gave up church to go to work. And had much more money and much more, but I didn't. I said, no, it's not worth it to me. You shouldn't do that self-righteously. I'm talking about in faith.
Amen.
God, I want to be at the house of God, make a way.
Yes.
And he has provided every time.
Yeah.
So I was able to tell this young man that, look, who do we serve anyways? Who are you trying to serve? This God will provide. You know, he actually just works at McDonald's. He's probably 50 feet from us right now. That don't stop the Holy Spirit now. If he's calling a soul, he'll bring it all the way through. But he said he's going to put in there, he said, if this is not able to be done, this is my 2 weeks. Keep him in prayer. I believe God's working on a lot of the young men there. Actually, it's been, I had a parent call or email me here yesterday saying that one of her sons is having a hard time going through things. And he said, but she said, I've heard things about you because you tell him the scriptures and things. He said, he talks a lot about you at home, and I just want to know if you can help him. And I said, well, you know, all psychology aside, I've read this in my email. That's just fine. I said, look, also psychology aside, he just needs a closer walk with the Lord. That'll solve all these problems. You won't have to worry about any of this.
Right. Amen.
Keep him in prayer too. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Let's read our Bibles now. Sorry to keep you standing. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they have not ceased to be offered, because that the worshiper, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. And those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Can you say no pleasure with me?
Yes.
No pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, and the volume of the book is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will? Whose will? God's will. Now let's read it that way. Make sure you understand. This is God's will. It's his desire. But the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen.
Amen.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Hallelujah.
Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin.
Amen.
Hope you notice the word that Paul likes to use there a lot, and that's one. Yes. Once. Just this one time. I like to preach tonight. The fight won in one punch. The fight won in just one punch. Can we bow our heads together tonight? Heavenly Father, Lord, as we know your Spirit's here, Lord, we'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not know that you are here right now. But Lord, I pray that you would just help us to enter into that channel of faith, Lord, to get, just leave Defiance, Ohio, and just rest in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray for every bit of unbelief that might have snuck in the door tonight, Lord, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke that far from us, Lord. We believe we are in the realm of perfect faith, that you can do exceedingly and abundantly greater than anything we could ever ask or think. Lord, heal the sick tonight. Save the lost. Fill anew with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let us be highly expecting your return, and not with fear, but without one doubt that when you come, we will go with you.
Yes, Lord.
We commit the needs of the people, those that were brought before earlier in the prayer requests and things. We bring those to you, Lord, saying, Lord, have your will in your way. Heal, save, move on the scene, we pray. Jesus Christ, then we commit this service into your hands. Amen.
Yes,
you may be seated.
Hallelujah.
The fight won in one punch. I messed around with that title a little bit for a while, but I finally just settled on that, and I hope that's all right. I don't mean to be sacrilegious or anything, but that's the way it was. We could go back and look at it. I remember one time I had watched a few boxing things, and I don't even remember when this was, to be honest with you, but I remember there was some, they wanted some funny clips on there about guys that lost in one punch. And you watch it, and they got this fight all, you know, revved up, ready to go. Everybody's all excited. They go out there. He dodges this way. Boom, in the face. He's out.
Yep.
Now think, all that hoopla for a good 10 seconds of fighting, that was it. Well, you watch those things, no wonder they got knocked out. My, his head looked like it was one of those bobblehead things. He was gone. But look, that's not the way this fight was, and I don't mean to make an image of that way. That's not the way this fight was. This fight was much more pathetic than that. This fight was a man who stood on one side and a much larger looking man standing on the other side. And the much larger man had 10 full rounds to pummel on that little guy. Over and over again, he never lifted a hand. He stood there and took it and took it and took it. And when he hit the ground and he started counting, he got up to 9. For some reason, he could get back up again. He stood there and he took another rounds of beating and just kept taking it and taking it and taking it. Finally, got all the way to the end of the match. If you know anything about boxing, by that point, the point system, he'd have lost so bad he didn't have a chance. There's only one way he could win, and that's to knock out the other guy. And right there, right at the last minute, the last second of the round, that man that had just got pummeled on for 10 rounds, bruised, beaten for our iniquities, for I hope you're being spiritual tonight now, all of a sudden lifted his fist one time and just did one firm punch. And he fell to the ground. Total knockout. We look at the law. Remember, God did not desire the law. How many members, as we've gone through Hebrews now, I'm expecting you to remember previous lessons. You know, as I teach in high school, I have to go over that over and over again. Guys, I have to know that you know what 2 + 2 is by now. I can't go back and reteach that. And so many times, remember what the Bible said in Hebrews there? He says, we want to go on to perfection, but only if the Lord will, because we keep having to go back to these principal things because we keep forgetting our foundation. What is our foundation? Have you received the Holy Ghost? And you are in the body of Christ for all time and eternity. You are an inheritor of all the blessings of heaven. You cannot get rid of that foundation. I don't care how many times you backslide, that foundation standing short. God knows who is His. He doesn't just hand the Holy Ghost to anybody. He hands His Spirit to those that are His Spirit.
Amen.
And if you've received it, you are in.
Amen.
But in the Old Testament, remember, they had accepted the law. And as we just read there, that they brought a shadow of good things to come. And every time they'd have sin, they'd bring an offering because God required it. And every year they'd keep doing it. And what kept happening? Every time they had to give an offering, they remembered they were sinners. It was always a remembrance of sin. Just to the point they started feeling no guilt anymore about it. They walked up and go, oh my, I'm a sinner again. Because they tried to walk up to that holy presence and, oh, no, 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 sir. I'm not walking in that holy of the holies by my own merit. You get a little further away from that, they might have thought, oh, maybe I'll do it, right? And now what the sinner likes to do, maybe I'll be all right on judgment day. Maybe it ain't too bad. You know, I'm not too bad. Let him get a little closer. Starts going, you know, maybe I should repent a little bit. Let him get a little closer to the presence of God. I need to repent. Let them get actually in the presence of God, and either they'll fall down, weeping away on, or they'll be so sealed away you'll never see them moved again by the Holy Spirit. And that, welcome to Laodicea. That's what's going on right now. And it is hard being a Christian in this age. I understand it's the hardest age that's ever been. But look, we've been given complete victory before the foundation of the world. Yes, it's very discouraging when you walk around. And remember, I'm sure it was for Jesus Christ, when we'll get to that in a minute, when he had to go to the regions of the lost and tell them that they had rejected the word for their day and there was no hope for them. The virgin-born Son of God, his blood, still fresh on Calvary. These people had rejected it. And he had to tell them, there's no hope. That was, remember, what the third pole was. I hope you understand tonight. And as we move, and the bride's been moving through the poles, I hope God's making it plain to you where we're at in time.
Sure.
There only can be so many get saved. I hope you understand. This has to run out eventually.
Right.
And it's hard as you move into that realm of the ministry. You begin to realize people are sealing themselves off left and right. It's not up to you and I to judge that, but God knows.
Sure.
And at my profession in particular, and I'm just saying this because I know it's true, I meet students at the age where it's about their last chance. Because usually, but once you get into an adult and you don't know, you don't think there's no God, most of the time you're gone. You just run out in the world. You ain't got no chance at all. But they're in their tender age, and I get to watch it. I can watch the Spirit come down, and they respond because they're not so dead into it.
Right, amen.
But I've also seen them walk into the presence of God, and then turn their backs on it. Mm-hmm. It is a tough time. It's a tough time to know there's no hope if you turn this down.
Right.
That's Laodicea. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows every day.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
what side of the equation you're on. Anyhow, I thought you all, what are you all doing that again for? What? Who's down in the lows of lows tonight? Anybody not got the Holy Ghost here? Well, if you don't, it's time to get it tonight, isn't it?
Amen.
But if you do, we are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Let's read that again there for a little bit here back in Hebrews, starting at the first verse. The law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the comer thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshiper once purged. Because what does purge mean? It means completely clear, completely clean, no spot, no blemish, no wrinkles. Once he's purged, there should have to be no more sacrifices.
Amen.
But for some reason, under this testament that they were living in, and the Hebrews had lived this, couldn't they recognize something's wrong with this covenant? There's never peace. It's never settled. Every year we come back and we have to give another offering.
Amen.
When will it end? And that's what Paul was trying to tell them. You've watched that. You've seen the shadow of good things to come. And if there's a shadow to something, there must be something real casting forth that shadow.
Yes. Amen.
And as Paul, I bet, got more frustrated and more frustrated everywhere he go, people are trying to be legalists again. What? He went to the Holy Spirit. You foolish Galatians, having started in the Spirit, will you be perfected in the flesh? How many of us been that way?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I received the Holy Ghost. Woo, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh my, I didn't pray as long as I thought I should have today. I guess I'm serving seed.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
You're going to be perfected by the flesh or by the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Yes.
You will resort, if you're a real Christian, back to the blood of Christ every minute of every day, every time you make a mistake.
Amen.
I'm trying not to jump around, but I hope you're hearing from God tonight. Verse 2, for then would they have not ceased to be offered, because the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. Which means the sin question is not even in his head anymore.
Uh-huh.
Look, you need to look at yourself in the mirror of God's Word.
Oh, yes.
Right.
I understand. You walk around. I'll read a quote here. Brother Ram talks about that. My, you're going to make mistakes. And how many of you ashamed of the things you've done? Not before you got the Holy Ghost. I'm talking after you got it.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But wasn't there something inside of you? Every time. You try to do that, you can't just sit there and be like, oh, it's all right. So I'm on the inside. I said, I got to make this right. I got to stop this nonsense. Sure. As I testified last week about how the Lord used Brother Nathan to expose that out of my life. Look, every time I was watching that stuff, it was right there. That conviction never left. It's right. Always there. Because the conviction is not a thing.
Right.
It's a person.
Amen.
And if that person lives in your heart, you can't get him out.
Come
because
on.
He wasn't just there for vacation. He was sealed.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We got to stop sealing ourselves out. Is that all right? Can we get sealed in for a little bit and recognize that our salvation is 100% foolproof?
Amen.
Nothing can get in there. Nothing can get out.
Amen.
It's all within there. And as you look for the life of God, quit looking out there for some revival. It's within me. It was sealed into me. And as this life begins to expose itself, I should not be ashamed of what's coming out of me. I should not be afraid of it. It is God manifesting himself the same today as he's always been.
Amen.
Lay your hands on the sick. They shall recover.
Amen.
I didn't say that. He said it. How many believers tonight?
Amen.
That scripture applies to you then, does it?
Yes, sure.
These signs follow them that believe. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up deadly things that won't harm them. Take up serpents. Doesn't matter. Satan has no hold on you. Time to stop being afraid of the devil, isn't it? Oh my, I got trials on Wednesday. Guess what? Get used to it. Everybody realize Wednesday's a trial day. I wish some Christians just get a revelation that the devil don't love you.
Uh-huh.
And the devil knows if you'll make it to the house of God and here by faith now, because he knows you got something and he can't stop. He can get you out in disobedience, right? That's all he can do is get you to disobey the word. Then he can get a foot in.
Right.
We know we're supposed to go to the house of God. Is that right?
Amen.
So many times, God have mercy on me, but every time I hear an excuse, just something on the inside says, it's not really good enough.
Yeah,
maybe I speak like a man, maybe I speak like a fool. That's just the way it is. Every time I think, well, yeah, I guess that's pretty bad, but I'm pretty sure you went into the house of God would have went ahead and took care of that.
Right.
And I ain't trying to brag, but I can count on my hand not how many times I missed service. How many times I wasn't a half hour early. Because it's not, and I'm not saying that it's worse, that's just my faith about it. Sure, I've sat right there on that front row and thought I was going to throw up all over the preacher. You know that, you know, like, clump, pasty sweating you have when you think it's coming? Oh yeah, for a solid hour. Guess what? We got up, you got done preaching, we got up and started worshiping. That all left. That old headache made me feel like my head was going to fall off. I was all right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
People want faith and never get tested, don't they? I just want it, Lord. We do patience that way too, Lord, right? Lord, I just want patience. Just give it to me. All right, you can have it. But the only way you're going to know you really got it is you got to get tested a few times. Hallelujah. Stop treating God like a thing and treat Him like a person. When you go through your daily walk, look, prayer is not some superpower that you just get down and charge up. Prayer is talking with the Almighty.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Not just talking to a wall, not making God an idol, because we can do that. You can just talk to God like He ain't really there. But if you can really raise Him in faith enough to know He has ears and He hears you.
Yes.
He has a mouth and He wants to speak to you. And He's actually speaking so much, usually you're missing it all the time. To think He's got all the universe to do something. And what's He want to do? He wants to talk to you.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Not you like this. I mean, you. And you. Yes. And you. And you. Yeah. Do I need to go around and point at everybody? I believe you're all spiritual. I ain't trying to knock anybody out. Yeah. You ever done that too in a service? Somebody, the preacher looked at me right when he said that. Preacher didn't point at me when he was talking about being spiritual. I must be back. So don't do that stuff. Who told you that anyway?
Sure.
It's that old devil. Because we're supposed to know the foundation. I cannot get out. I am in the body of Christ. It's the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And as I used to walk around confused about that, am I really a Christian? What am I doing here? God turned around and said, no, here's the Holy Ghost as a witness to you.
Amen.
You were there before the foundation of the world. You'll be there for all eternity.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 3. Y'all make me lose my voice. Mercy. That's that week off preaching, wasn't it? You can't be doing that stuff. That's like when you don't lift for a week, man. It just hurts that next time. Y'all, pray for my voice. Is that all right? Verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible.
Right.
And when the Bible says that, it means it. It's impossible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when He cometh in the world, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Do you understand? He's trying to show you what His real intention was. These offerings, these things. He said, that wasn't the focus. That was just because of what you asked for, and I let it happen for a while. Just like you raising your kids, and you know they're going to make a dumb decision. You say, go ahead. Go ahead. You do it for a while. But really, what happens at the end of the day? I didn't want you to do that. I want you to do this. That's a smart thing to do. And as a God watched Israel, watched them go through these rituals, watched them beat themselves over the back the whole time, He's going, that's not really what I want you to do in the first place. Yeah. And you can see in the Old Testament saints, those that really believed, that wasn't what it was all about.
That's
David,
right.
He knew it.
Right.
He knew all these burnt offerings and things. That's nothing if I don't obey God.
Amen.
If I don't talk to Him, that's what God wants out of me.
Amen. Exactly.
Remember, the law was the permissive will of God,
right.
Not His perfect will.
Right.
His perfect will was amazing grace.
Yes.
Excuse me. Lost my place there. Sorry. Verse 8 again. Above, when He said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said He, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. So the word that spoke about Christ, Christ came to fulfill God's actual will, to fulfill God's actual desire. So when God's desire came into manifestation, it wasn't some other person, it wasn't some other angel, it was Him.
Amen.
My desire is that you can see me.
Amen.
What kind of relationship, what kind of father doesn't want their son to see him?
Right.
What kind of husband doesn't want their wife seeing them? That's not the way God wanted it, but He couldn't come yet. He had to wait and wait and wait till the time appointed of the Father.
Amen.
See, we think we got it all figured out, right? God, if it was your will, this would have happened last year. This was your will, it would have happened this time. Well, let's hold up. Let's throw back the reins for a minute. Who knows everything? And there's all kinds of variables. You know, we think we got it figured out. Lord, you know, if you're going to save my son, it would have happened last year. What variable gave you that thing? Well, it's too long since the prophet's been here. Yeah, I bet they would have said that when I got the Holy Ghost too, huh? Uh-huh. I'm sure there's people preaching that when I was a sixth grader out there smoking a cigarette. I said, nice service, see, let him go.
That's right.
Don't you never pick up that attitude. Look, when the ark was sealed in and nobody could get in, there was no questions about it.
Right.
It was over. And it's not going to be some little feeling that comes over you. You're going to see dead people walking. Then you'll know the time's over.
Amen.
Is that all right to preach?
Come on.
He said the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain will be caught up with them.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Mercy. Verse 9. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will... Oh, I just love this. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. By God's own will, He looked at you through the space of time, knowing that you'd come here as a sinner, being born of Adam, amen, knowing you would be that way. But His will was, you shall be sanctified.
Amen.
And what does sanctified mean? Holy, pure, set aside for God's service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you see yourself in the Word now? Amen. It's not you and your sin. It is you in Christ.
Yes.
That's who you have to see yourself as. Don't name yourself by what you were named here. Name what you were, what the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I am Jesus Christ, made flesh again.
Amen.
He is the same because His life is now in me. And this life that I live, it's not what I was. It's not my flesh. It's something else. It's something greater than my flesh. When my flesh raises up, it raises higher and pushes him back down.
Amen.
Aren't you glad salvation wasn't put into your mind hands?
Oh, yeah.
Woo, I'd have made a mess of that. I'd have done it so bad I wouldn't have been saved. But God in His mercy,
amen,
He didn't leave it in nobody else's hands. He took full responsibility and said, it is my will that you are sanctified, not through the blood of bulls and goats, not through your works, but through my works.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I will offer my body one time, and it was good enough.
Amen.
Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink real quick. We're going to continue on right there. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. Think how pathetic this was for him to say that. As we said earlier, how they would have lifted up Abraham and talked so highly of him. Well, Paul with the revelation says, my guys, I'm sorry, I know Abraham was a great brother, but you ain't met Melchizedek just yet.
Amen.
He's so much higher than that, there's no comparison. Said, my Levitical priesthood, that was pretty good, but come check out this Melchizedek priesthood. Then he looked at their offerings that they offered every day, every year. And he thought, look how frivolous this is. God came and provided the one sacrifice that just washes all that so far away, makes it so little insignificant, doesn't it? Focus, what is the whole Bible about? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you be in Christ... If you be in Christ, for by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body which was Christ, and out of Adam came Eve, out of Christ came you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now do you see why you're sealed?
Yes, sir.
For you not to be sealed, which means Christ can't take care of His own body.
Right.
What kind of God are we serving anyhow? God that schizophrenic, don't know what He really thinks about you and I? Oh, I'll let you have the Holy Ghost, let you feel like you're saved today, but tomorrow when you make that mess up, nope, it's all gone, start over. Sounds like the Old Testament, doesn't it? The Old Testament, every time they come up again, they got to get a consciousness of sins. I'm still a sinner. Next year, yep, still a sinner. As we said before, they probably didn't get 5 feet away from the altar, they started feeling guilt again. but not to the Christian.
Amen.
And I pray your experience doesn't relate to what I just said. Because there was a time in my life it did. And this ain't something to brag about, but it's the truth anyhow. I might as well just be transparent. There was a time where I thought, if I don't read and pray just the way I'm supposed to today, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to miss it. I'm not a very fun lifestyle, is it? Because guess what? Whatever list you come up with, whatever law you come up with, every kind of offerings you want to come up with, you will fail it.
Amen.
And God will let you on purpose to realize that you can't save yourself.
Amen.
The only people that will ever get a revelation that they can't save themselves is the bride.
Amen.
Everybody else thinks they'll be all right. Everybody else thinks that they can do something or they cannot do something. And when it's all come out in the wash, they'll be in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Takes a revelation that you're lost. You ever get a revelation that you were saved.
Amen.
Excuse me. And every priest, verse 11, standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But this man, I love that word but in Scripture. When it just looks so dark and glim, always times the Scripture throws the word but. But wait a minute, story's not over. But this man. Hallelujah. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth expecting.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you come to church saying, oh, it's so hard to expect. He's expecting.
Yeah.
He's showing you how to do it.
Yeah.
He's been waiting 2,000 years.
Yeah.
We can play for 2,000 seconds, don't we? It's taking too long. God, hurry up. Hurry up. But I got patience. What kind of character's in you anyhow? Not your patience, not your faith, the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
That's what the message came to do. I hope you see the message of the hour. The shell's been rent. The veil's gone.
Yeah.
You are Him.
Yeah.
He is you.
Yeah.
The same life lives.
Yes, yes. Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Praise. It's not you trying to be something. You are something.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I am faith. I am temperance. Virtue, knowledge, patience. Brotherly kindness and divine love.
Amen.
Woo! What am I forgetting, somebody? I'm forgetting temperance. I say temperance. It's one of them in there.
Godliness.
That's right. It's in there. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So glad I got a revelation one day that He saved me. And it wasn't me saving myself in the first place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we've talked about repenting and things. Repenting ain't doing anything. It's to stop doing the bad. You understand? Everybody thinks, oh, I'm just giving God a service. I quit drinking for Him. God don't owe you nothing. Drinking doesn't help God at all. It helps you, so you quit killing yourself.
Yeah.
And that's all sin does, right? What is sin? If you run it out, what's it always going to end up in? Death.
Right.
Why does God want sin out of your life? So you don't die. He cares about me when He convicts me. He's not trying to kill me and send me to hell and tell me I'm condemned.
Yeah.
Guess who's telling you that?
Uh-huh.
You understand the warfare that you are in as an individual. Nobody else can fight that.
No.
You have to.
Right.
Not time to blame the church, not time to blame the pastor, not time to blame the home life, not time to blame the wife, not time to blame the husband, not time to blame children, not time to blame the job. Time to blame me.
Yeah.
And just repent. And come on.
Amen.
I'll read that here in a minute. But the Christian, look, and I'll get back to that. We'll finish that scripture out here in a minute. The Christian is not to come and offer up sacrifice over and over and over again. That's not why we're coming to church. We are coming to church to be gathered together in heavenly places.
Right.
Because we're all supposed to be abiding in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Not in and out, not taking vacations, abiding there. So when we come together, there's just that much more of heaven already represented right here. That's why we show up here. We are not here to offer up our offering again and make sure that we know we're in good favor with God.
Right, amen.
You're in good favor with God if you're in Christ.
Amen.
That's it.
Yep.
If you're out of Christ, you're not in good favor with God. But if you're in Christ, that body was judged and it was accepted and it was put on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
Expecting till His enemies be made His footstool. And His enemies, guess what? Are your enemies.
Amen.
Well, I don't know why God won't heal me. You know, I just believe. No, you don't believe. If you believe, He wants the devil so beaten, He doesn't want no sickness on nobody.
Right. Amen.
I ain't saying you're going to have trials and things, but look, the Christian's got a faith.
Amen.
The devil ain't going to bring me down. And I watch people let sickness... I don't know why I'm going this route. I hope you're praying for whoever. That's fine. But sickness, people are driven by it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll pray today. Oh, I got a headache. Can't do it. Oh, I go to church. Say, oh, my back. Oh, can't go. Can't go. Just go. Just pray. Just read. Just listen to the tapes. Just spend time with God and let Him take care of that.
Amen.
He made this body anyways.
Right.
We had testimony just from this Sunday, didn't we? Sister Shirley came in the door and said, hey, pray for my hips hurting. Praise God, she had enough faith to get into the house of God.
Yeah.
70-year-old woman with her hip hurting. What's your excuse? This pulpit just ain't big enough sometimes. I'm too tall, one of the two.
Come on.
Sure enough, by the time she got out there, I said, how you feeling, sis? And she gave me a little jumping, little dance. She said, I'm feeling great. That's the gospel.
Amen.
It's the good news.
Amen.
Too many times, my, this gospel's just, it's just so negative, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's tough because once you reject the good, you're done. You're gone. You ain't got a chance in the world. Like I told you, I had that student come to me and says, I don't know, I don't think I have to repent to go to heaven. I said, well, you're done. You ain't got a chance in the world because God forbid I would walk into His presence in my own merit.
Right.
You are a fool. And as you feel God's presence come down in those atmospheres, they begin to realize He's telling me the truth.
Uh-huh.
We ain't here to try to, look, we can't save people. I hope you understand. We can't save people, but we are the voice of the one who set the voice.
Amen.
Who did you hear this message from?
Right.
The wall speak to you one day? No, it came through God's instrument. He uses mankind. Yeah. But that's just a means to an end now.
Right.
God don't just speak through a man that you always have to go to that man to hear from God. God is trying to speak through that man that you'll hear, here, talk to me now, please.
Amen.
I want to have personal fellowship with you.
Right. Amen.
It's not Nicolaitanism, church. Every believer has full access to God, the same as any other believer.
Oh, yes.
Every person baptized with the Holy Ghost has more power than any Old Testament saint ever did.
That's right.
Prophet, priest, king, doesn't matter. You have been given full access. Things, remember what the Bible said? Kings and prophets have desired to see this. Yes. And your eyes are wide open to it.
Right.
And you don't even see the value of it.
Amen.
You think the Holy Ghost, just taking this desire of sin out. Yeah, that was nice, but I'd really like to just speak fire down from heaven. And you know what Elijah said? Man, I wish I wasn't such a coward. Right? I wish I wasn't running. I wish I had boldness like I should all the time. David, man, I wish I just didn't lust after women. I wish I could get over this. And it ate them up. And they would have said, look, I'll get rid of all those miracles. You just take this out of me.
Uh-huh.
Because who's your real enemy? It's not all it's you. You're the enemy.
Yes, right.
You in the flesh is the enemy against you in Christ.
Right.
And Paul may mention that back in Romans 7. You haven't forgot that message just yet, have you? The battle was within himself. He was able to recognize that. Once you recognize the battle, then you can fight.
Amen.
Inner man fights with faith. The outer man fights with unbelief. It's that simple, church. It's that simple. Take your thoughts, and if it's not faith, it's wrong.
Amen.
Plain and simple. If it's not faith, if it's not giving glory to God, it is wrong. It's not God putting you down on the ground. It's the devil trying to push you down because you've got something in him that terrifies him.
Amen.
That's right.
He knows what's coming. He's not that foolish. He knows who sits on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
He knows who's supposed to come back expecting till all his enemies be made his footstool.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
Coming out of the unpardonable sin. And I made mention of this, and again, I just love when God lets me do that because it encourages me. Come around and see the prophet say the exact, almost verbatim, what was said. Pardonable sin 54. But a man once put his hands, a man put his hands on the head of Jesus Christ and confessed his sins, feeling the pains and agony of Calvary, what he had to pay to redeem a man from sin, and the Holy Spirit out of the blood of Jesus Christ comes, cleansing that man. Because how do you really repent? You've got to recognize that Calvary was for you. You got to recognize that he was beaten beyond any compare. You couldn't tell he was a man. All of that was because of what I had done. And as you, by faith, put your hands on that, it doesn't stop there. The life that was in that now transfers into you.
Amen.
Look what the prophet says here. He goes out a new creature, and it's once for all.
Amen.
He goes out a different person. He goes out with all the sin problems settled forever.
Sure. Amen.
You believe that tonight?
Amen.
For by one sacrifice, says the scripture, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. And he said the Holy Ghost bears record of the same.
Amen.
Well, what are we trying to say tonight? Am I trying to say you are sinlessly perfect? You will never make another mistake? Well, the real you won't.
Right.
The real you won't.
Amen.
But the flesh will.
Yes.
And until the day of our redemption, you will fight this.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make grace disgrace by any means. I hope you understand that. Brother Bam, I could read it here, but he says this. He said, yeah, you're going to backslide. He said, but just repent and come on and keep pressing forward because the atonement is still effective.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's finish that. What verse was I on again? Actually, what was that again? 13. Oh, good. Let me read this quote and then I'll read that scripture. Listen closely. Jubilee year 54. Once, for by one sacrifice he has perfected forever those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Once for all. No more coming back. No more going this. No more doing that. Oh, you'll backslide, do things that's wrong. Just repent and come on. See, but one time Christ sanctifies a human soul by filling him with the Holy Spirit. It's perfected forever. I can't say that enough. There you are. No more desire to go out, for the worshiper, once purged, has no more conscience or desire. The right translation. The worshiper once purged. Oh, I wish I could just sink that deep. The worshiper, the believer, once purged, has no more desire of sin. Never. Settled forever.
Amen.
For he has been perfected by one sacrifice forever. Those that are in Christ Jesus. The world becomes dead. You don't care for it no more. Your affections aren't set on things above.
Amen.
So what's the evidence of the Holy Ghost? If you really want to look at it, what's your heart's desire?
Amen.
What comes out of your life? Is it the world to come? Or is it the world that's here?
Right.
That's where the old rubber meets the road, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Verse 13. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he said before, this is the covenant that we'll make with them after those days. After what days? After he does away with the old covenant. He's going to bring the covenant that, remember, it was really the first one. It was really the one that never started. It was a covenant that he always had with us. Here's the covenant that he has handed to you and I.
Amen.
Say the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts. And in their minds will I write them. How does he do that? By giving you his Spirit.
Amen.
To where when you go to say the white lie, you just know something's wrong about it. You sisters, you know. And you might not even never read one time in the Bible about modest clothing, but something on the inside says, I'm doing something wrong. You need to get this fixed.
Amen.
Not because you had to, because something on the... And this life in here can't do it. It's just, it's icky to it, isn't it? And anytime that comes on, don't you just... Oh, I just can't get comfortable. Can't sleep at night. Just, what is it? What is it? What is it? And if you'll just be honest, you already know what it is.
Yeah, right.
You just need to go make that right. Or just get rid of this. Just throw it in the trash and just forget about it. You know, we always want to be too saved sometimes. Oh, I can just have any old thing right here. It don't tempt me none.
Wow.
I'm preaching myself a little bit here. I hope you're all right. That old internet, I'll tell you what, you can get anything off that.
Right.
Those new devices, there's an app for anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Even bad apps for things that, for what you're looking for. It's all out there now.
Right.
And don't you feel pitiful when you think about the millions of people that sit around and program all that stuff?
Yeah.
Could you imagine spending hours and hours to get an app that gets 1 out of 5 stars? And everybody says, this is terrible, you're worthless, I hate this. Yeah, and people will sell away their soul for that, won't they? It's a sad world we live in. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Can God forget?
Yes.
Glory to God. The things that are temporal will be done away with. The only things that are eternal are the thoughts of God before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And those thoughts that he had can never be erased. But all these little temporal things, all these things that we did in sin, that even the devil himself will be chucked out of here. every effect of sin will be annihilated.
Amen.
Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. And I wish I could drive that into the heart of every Holy Ghost-filled believer. God is not expecting you to bring anything to Him to appropriate for your sins. He's not expecting you to do anything to save yourself. He already took care of all that.
Amen.
You know what He wants from you and I? Your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
When you sing, is it because you love Him?
Amen.
When you read the Bible, it's because you want to fellowship with Him and hear His voice.
Yes.
As Brother Alex said, if you haven't heard from God in a while, just read the Bible out loud.
Amen.
Because it's God's Word, and then you can hear it.
Sure.
He doesn't want you just to talk to Him and just think He'll never talk back either. The whole reason we were created, the whole reason man exists today,
Amen.
Is God wanted fellowship.
Amen. Right.
So when He watched His creation, remember, it was very good. It was wonderful. But sin entered in, and it ruined God's desire. Because God could not make Himself unholy. He's a holy God. He can't put up with sin. So there was a barrier between Him and man.
Amen.
So He had to come in a way like you and I. He had to come like sinful flesh. Do you understand? He didn't come in sinful flesh. He came like sinful flesh. Which means His flesh was allowed to be tempted. His flesh was allowed to feel sickness. His flesh was allowed to have all the oppression of sin put upon it. To the point where the devil himself said, there's no way that's God.
Right.
No way. I've already seen Him. He kicked me out of heaven. He don't put up with that. No, He doesn't. But remember, if they had only known the plan, what does the Bible say? They never would have killed Him.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
How are you going to pull something on God? Isn't that just amazing? How many times have we tried to pull something on God? Thinking He don't really know. You go out and pray that half confession. Why are you wasting time? He already knows. Just be honest with them. Is that all right? God, I'm struggling. Help me. You get more exhausted. You know, I'm okay, Lord, but in Your Word, You said if I ask, I'd receive and things. But, you know, if you're busy, that's okay. It's time to stop treating God like we don't know Him. Or that He doesn't know us. Because, yeah, if He's a stranger, yeah, you might want to keep your distance a little bit, right? But He's not my stranger. I've met the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He came to a little bedside. He took time out of His busy schedule to come to a little bedside. And not just come for a little hour, to come walk into my heart and to stay there.
Amen.
There is no more offering for sin. Now this whole fight that we were talking about, I'm going to finish up on this thought. The fight won in one punch. This fight has gone on since the fall. Since Satan, his first time, he said, I will ascend into the most, I will be like the Most High. I'm going to tear down this kingdom. Since that point, there's been a fight going on. And Satan has looked for the victory over and over and over again. And I can read the quote, but I think you know it pretty well. I'll just paraphrase it. He said, when I killed Abel, I thought I had it. When I got Daniel and I threw him in those lions, then I thought I had it. Couldn't do it, could he? When I got Isaiah and I finally got him sawed in half, I thought I had it. This battle went on and on and on. And look, God let him win, didn't He? He let him have power of death for a while. Remember, and the Bible says that they were suffering the whole time, bondage of fear.
Right.
Because they didn't know what happened after death.
Right.
They could just guess. They didn't know. Besides the life within them that testified, there's something over there though that we're looking for.
Right, amen.
They don't know what it is, but it's got to be there. And the devil was allowed to have the victory. As I said, he was given the old punch, wasn't he? He was allowed to just go at it. He's allowed to, David, we thought he was a mighty man. He was allowed to just sucker one in there and let him go commit murder and adultery. Moses thought he was a great prophet of God. He was allowed to get in there and get them all riled up, make them break the word so he couldn't go in the promised land.
Right.
And as he just went through all the way down, looking like he's got the victory. He knew, I'm missing something because something keeps rising back up. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And finally, he got to the virgin-born Son of God.
Amen.
He said, I got it now. And what happened? He fell right into God's hands, didn't he? Because when he thought, well, I'll kill him. I'll do what I've always done. It's worked every other time, hasn't it?
Right.
Every time I got tired of hearing of Abel, I just took out his voice.
Right.
Remember, the blood still speaks anyhow, doesn't it? You can't stop the voice of God, whether you want to try or not. When he finally got to Calvary, said, I got him now. He watched him die up there. And I bet he was just about to throw the old hands up and say, boys, let's have a party. Down in those regions of the lost, let's do it. Let's have a good old time. And right then, somebody showed up. Wait a minute, who could that be? And before he could even get a chance, somebody said, hey, Satan, come here. You remember, the devil ain't got no punch. He knew it. He knew it when he showed up. His bluff had been called. And you ever watch a man when his bluff gets called? He's terrified. And of course, I'm sure he tried to shrug it off, you know, as he always does. He's always a good liar. That's where all lies came from. So what are you doing out here? I killed you. I got power over you. Jesus didn't waste no time, did he? Remember, it was the 10th round. Last second, he ain't going to waste no time. He walked up there, won him the keys, grabbed those keys off the side, and he knows. Amen. I already gave the keys to Peter for heaven. I need the keys to hell. Uh-huh. Give me that.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Took that. Remember the old saints, they were still in paradise. The devil still had power. Not anymore, though.
Right.
He took those keys, said, boys, come on. Aren't you tired of being down here? Yeah, let's get out of here. There's him. And Enoch thought, that's the one coming with 10,000s of his saints. He's standing right there.
Amen.
Abraham said, he's taking us to the city I've been looking for all this time.
Amen.
Woo! The Hebrew boys go, I remember him. He was in the fiery furnace. Jacob said, oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that let me win that day. He took those old keys, and the devil was stripped of his entire kingdom.
Yeah.
All those saints, he couldn't hold them no more. They went with him.
Amen.
To the point, remember, where they saw many of the dead arose.
Right.
In Jerusalem. Remember, they purposely buried them there because they knew that's where the resurrection's going to happen.
Right.
They knew the promise was coming, so they all stayed around there. And Brother Branham illustrates it so well. I just love it. He said, you know, Abraham and Sarah just taking a walk around, and then, oh, somebody saw us. We need to leave. And they just vanished. Why? It's that dimension. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here. You ain't got to go find an angel. They're right here.
Yeah. Sure.
You ain't got to go find devils either. They're right here. I hope they're about 3 feet down from right here, though, under your feet, where they belong.
Yeah. Yes.
Because by one sacrifice, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. And he hath taken him that had the power of death, and through death, he has destroyed him.
Amen.
To where Satan walks around just as a roaring lion. He's a puppy, ain't got no teeth. Gonna go gnawing you to death, and you're sitting here with a two-edged sword. He's so slow, you could have hit him 50 times with it. But he'll bluff you into thinking you ain't got nothing. Don't you never listen to that. If you are a Holy Ghost-filled Christian, you can defeat the devil anytime, anywhere, any place, any situation. Say, well, I made this big mistake. You can defeat him. Repent. He's done for.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Do you see the victory is already settled?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just so happy today. I'm so happy to know that I am not resting in something that I've done or I haven't done, but in something he did.
Amen.
This ain't no fairy tale, church. You understand? He really stripped the devil. The devil really has no power. Every time he comes to you and makes you think, he is lying. He is bluffing. He knows he has nothing. Because he tried. He tried to bluff old Paul. He tried over and over again, but Paul got to the end and said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where's your victory? Look, I know David was afraid, but I'm not. I've got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I know what happens to people that die with the Holy Ghost. They don't die. They don't die. Jesus couldn't stay in no grave. He had to raise again on the third day. He couldn't just lay there. And how could our bodies just lay there? It's not your body. It was his before it was yours.
Amen.
And it's already been redeemed. Your names were in my hands. Nobody can take them off. And just in case we would have forgot, he go ahead and pierced it through there, didn't he? Let the blood run all over it so he knew, these are the names that I've died for.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Never really found a good place to stop, did we? But it's the word of God anyhow. For by one sacrifice, he has whipped the devil forever. That includes the old devil that has to come that looks just like you too. He is whooped. Don't let Satan talk you into it. Look, church, get the victory tonight and keep it.
Amen.
You have defeated everything that Satan has to offer. The battle is over. The victory is won. It's already done. What did the message come to do then? Brother Andrew, what did the message come to do? To show man he didn't have to save himself. What did Luther think? If I believe, then I can be saved. That was part of it, but it's really not the whole thing anyways. Wesley thought, well, if we live holy enough, then we can be saved. Didn't really have anything to do with it anyways. Pentecost thought, well, if we have the gifts working, then we're saved. Didn't really have anything to do with it, did it? Had to come down to, I was always saved.
Yes.
So I have to be there. Can you see your theophany tonight? Do you see a body waiting for you? If you would pass at any moment, you're not passing. As far as dying, you're just passing into a new dimension.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you have loved ones that you're worried about? Do you have any fear? Any fear for that matter? Because perfect love is supposed to cast out all fear.
Yeah.
Let's bow our heads together. As we yield ourselves to His Spirit now, it is time to not just let this be a good word in our head, but a good word that lives. Do you have a need of the Holy Ghost tonight? Lift that to Him. Don't give the devil no credit. Don't let him talk you out of it. You have your possession because the price has already been paid. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we love You. We appreciate You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You were able to struggle it out all the way to the end, Lord, but for the joy that was set before You, You were able to endure the cross. Lord, and as Satan tried to pervert men's minds to not know what the cross was about anymore, You promised, no, in the last days I will send Elijah the prophet, and they'll know who they are. They will know that from the foundation of the world that I've already paid for all their sins, and they will be there. Father, we're so happy to have the revelation tonight of what You really have done for us.
Amen.
We thank You, Lord, for saving us. We thank You for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray that this word would live. It would live in ways that we've never let it live before. That, Lord, it would heal the sick. That we would truly preach the gospel to every creature. When we see the need, the opportunity for You to be glorified, let us not be afraid of the old doubts of the devil. But, Lord, let us walk as the invincible army that we are and tread the Satan's kingdom down below our feet. Lord Jesus, I pray for this congregation that each one that's dealing with anything, any sickness, any discouragement, Lord, that in the name of Jesus Christ, You would set them completely free. Lord, and they would walk out of here victorious, ready to fight another day in this army. We thank You, Lord, for the word tonight. We thank You, Lord, for never leaving us or forsaking us, but for always being here with us. We love You, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. And just here to give You the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have a need, you can be prayed for tonight. So I think you've heard the word tonight that your healing's been paid for.
Amen.
I think you've heard the word tonight, your salvation, that's been paid for. Your loved ones, that's been paid for. You want to sing that? We'll sing that.
He is my everything.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He is my all. My everything, oh, the greatest song. He gave His life for me and made everything new. He is my everything.
Oh, just let Your worship water that seed of the word tonight. Just let it work. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He is my everything. He is my all. Life for me, made everything.
worship and praise Him now. One more time.
Oh, shine.
Don't believe it now. He's here to just bless you.
Lord, shine.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Oh, shine.
Worship Him and thank Him. Oh, praise You tonight, Lord God. Thank You, Jesus, for dying. Thank You for taking my place, Lord. Thank You for perfecting me, Father, by Your grace and mercy. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your love. Hallelujah, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Oh, we love You and praise You, Lord. Don't be afraid. Just express your love to Him. Isn't He worthy? We just want to give a big worship of Him. Just a hug of love. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Oh, 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 how I love Jesus.
Oh, don't you just love Him?
Jesus, and oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because
I believe He loves to hear that. Sing it again with all your heart now.
And oh,
I love You, Lord.
How I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus.
Jesus is the one. Just the chorus there, you know. It's the key of F again.
Jesus is the one. Yes, He's the Let him have his way until the day is done. And when he speaks, you'll know, oh, the clouds will have to go. Just because he loves.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Is Jesus the only one that matters? Give him praise now. Yes, Lord.
And Jesus is the one. Yes, he is the only one. And let him have his way.
Oh, have your way, Father.
Right, Lord Jesus. The day is done.
Lord God, hallelujah, Father.
Just because he loves you.
One more time, let's do it, just on music. Everybody worship him.
Oh, Jesus is the one. Yes, he is the only one. And let him have his way.
Let's just adore him and thank him. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you. Just give him worship. Don't be afraid. Just tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you appreciate what he does for you. When you're down there feeling you're all alone and he just shows up and gives you a big old hug. Those little blessings that you know are him. Isn't he just so lovely? Jesus, you're so wonderful. Thank you for everything, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just go ahead and give him a hand clap of praise tonight and worship him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 How many has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this building tonight? How many has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many now know what that means?
Yes.
I want to sing a song. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. I don't think it's in the book, but I think we know it. How many is expecting to see the King?
Yeah.
We don't have to see him with the fire eyes of judgment because we accepted his mercy. We'll see him with hands wide open, wrapping you up in his arms and say, come be with me forever. Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
We are going to see the King. Yes, Lord. Soon and very soon, we are going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King, hallelujah, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see.
There'll be no devil there. Hallelujah.
There'll be no devil there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. There'll be no devil there. We are goal to see a king. There'll be no devil there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
Jesus will be there.
And Jesus will be there. We are
can't you see him over there looking at you?
Yes, Lord. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going.
Let's sing that again. Jesus will be there.
Oh, Jesus will.
I think you believe that tonight. Thank you, Lord.
See the King. Hallelujah. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see.
Oh, soon and very soon. One more time.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Go give him a hand clap and praise. Has it been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we won't keep you too much longer. I'll let Dad go ahead and sing a song. But if you need to go, you're dismissed tonight. God bless you, saints. Give him worship and praise. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, I'm one of the few. I'm one of the few. And my faith in God's word, I can claim it. Though the way may seem long and the opposition strong, for the bride there's a way provided. If I plan to go through, just to hope will not do. I must be firm.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Follow the Lord by obeying His word and believing.
Oh yes, Lord, we believe the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'm one of the few. One of